number of people here who are surviving cancer has grown by more than 50% in a decade to 2020. For the first time ever, the number of people still alive after an invasive cancer diagnosis has passed 200,000. That's 1 in 24. The figures are in the annual statistical report from the National Cancer Registry. Its director is Professor Deirdre Murray, who joins us this morning from our Cork studio. Professor Murray, you're very welcome. Would you mind explaining just what invasive cancer means?
Good morning, Audrey. Well, invasive cancer is any cancer that has the potential to travel outside the part of the body that it originates in. You know, so they would be really life changing diagnoses, those particular types.
Yes, the cancer that spreads. So what are your thoughts then on this news that the number of survivors has grown by more than 50% in 10 years?
Well, I suppose that is that figure is a sum of two different parts. First of all, we have an increasing number of cases of cancer being diagnosed every year. I mean, up to 2020, we were experiencing a 3% increase, which is 600 to 700 people every year additional being diagnosed. But it's also related to the falling mortality rates that we would have described last year. So better treatments, better early detection, meaning people that are diagnosed are surviving longer. So overall, it's a good news story.
It is. But we don't know about their quality of life, do we?
No, that's a specific part of work. We have done some work on that previously, you know, with research projects, but that's a very in-depth piece of work that we don't do on a regular basis.
And the good news too, that the median age of death for all invasive cancers has risen by 2 years. It's now at 74.
Yes, Audrey, I suppose we all kind of knew the huge efforts were taken to flatten curves during COVID, and any population shift like that, even though it sounds, you know, small, means there's been huge changes under the curve. So a large number of people, not everyone obviously, but a large number of people have had additional years added onto their life because of the treatments and the success of the treatments available. So that is good. The more you can push that curve to the right, the better that we're doing.
Which cancers, Professor Murray, are still the most common cause of death?
Well, lung cancer is still our number one killer, unfortunately, and that's by far the largest one. And then we have colorectal, breast, lung, and they're the top three ones anyway. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And is that the same for everyone, regardless of means, or do people on higher levels of income or wealth, do they fare better?
Well, we have, that's what we're currently revising our 2016 report right now, which would have shown inequalities in health and outcomes for both the incidence of cancer and the outcomes of cancer. In other words, that, you know, people born in poorer areas don't do as well. We'll be releasing that next year. We haven't seen a huge change to date from what we're looking at, but we'll be reporting that in more detail in January.
I want to talk to you a little bit about COVID's impact on diagnosis. Are these figures skewed in any way because of the impact of the pandemic?
Well, we know, yes. I mean, there's no doubt about it that the pandemic has had an impact on cancer, because we've seen that there's a 10% reduction overall across the cancer types. That's not uniform across cancer. So some of the common cancers, let's say the big four, breast, colorectal and prostate, have all reduced by more than that. In fact, you know, by 20% for breast in particular, 23%. And indeed, the cancers that are screen detected have also reduced. So cervical cancer is down in 2020. Lung cancer, which would be the one, I suppose, that everybody was watching out for, because it's our biggest killer and most lethal. That is around the 9%, but that's obviously is concerning. We're obviously now looking at 2021 figures to see if those patients are picked up then, which hopefully they were. But the question that remains outstanding is, you know, has there been a stage shift? So have they, has the number of proportions that are in later stages increased due to the COVID pandemic? So that's what we're currently working on right now.
So very important that screening for those cancers where it's operational gets back to what it was fully before pre-COVID.
Absolutely. And my understanding is that the screening services are fully back right now. But I suppose it's very important that we all attend, you know, for those services to get back on track.
Well, thank you very much indeed for joining us. The Director of the National Cancer Registry, Professor Deirdre Murray, live in our Cork studio.